Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is your daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And this is Father Stosh Daly, joined by Tommy Pialata.
Thank you, Father. Pleasure to be here.
Tommy, it's Wednesday, and Wednesday is the day of the week when the Church invites us to consider good St. Joseph. In Latin, you'll oftentimes see written either in books or on pictures or even on side altars, Ite ad Joseph, which is translated, go to Joseph. Whenever you have a problem, whenever you've got that big burden in your life or a big petition or something over which to pray and wrestle, go to St. Joseph. Ask the foster father of Jesus to join you in prayer to teach you how to be truly faithful to the words of our Father in heaven, to our brother Jesus, and to pay attention to the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary in your life. Now, Tommy, you have a beautiful faith journey. As with everything in your life, it goes all over the place.
Exactly. So,
how did you come to know St. Joseph?
Again, I was watching EWTN, the Callaway.
Oh, sure, yes.
Who was talking, and it was like, you know how they do their like their breaks. After,
sure,
I
yeah.
think it was, I was watching Father Groeschel or something. And he, all of a sudden, he started talking about the concentration to St. Joseph, the book, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. So, you know, a couple of days went by.
But it was at a crazy hour in the day.
Yeah.
It was like 3 in the morning or
right,
something.
It really was. It really was because I was up. You know, sometimes I can't sleep, so I turn on EWTN because it relaxes me. In fact, I turn it more often now than
everything
else, to be honest with you. But I remember writing down the number. You know, for a couple of weeks went by, and I said, you know what? I am going to buy that book because it kept staying with me. Tommy, you got to get that book. Tom, you got to get that book. So I finally got the book. And then it was about 10 days later when it came, and I was wondering where in the heck it was, but then it finally came. So I got the book, and I started the Concentration of St. Joseph at that time, Father.
It's an incredibly popular book right now, and Father Callaway is from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. It has a beautiful writing style. His own conversion story is really incredible.
Right.
But he offers this incredible book, The Consecration of St. Joseph, to the whole church, and it's like a wildfire.
Right.
I mean, people who are reading this book are learning about St. Joseph, about his life, his fidelity to Jesus, but also his paternal love for each one of us. And, I mean, some of the things you learn about St. Joseph, it just kind of blows your mind. And, you know, in your own life, I know I was with a fellow who was visiting Columbus. His name is Steve. And if you recall, we came over to visit you and your wife, Carla, because I knew you had this beautiful love to St. Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted Steve to have that, remember?
Right.
I mean, I bring over this. Yeah, he's like 24, 25 years old. And, you know, trying to make his way through life. And I knew what an impact St. Joseph had on your life. And I wanted Steve to have the same. So I brought him over. And, you know, we have like this evening powwow in your living room.
It wasn't long.
But it was great.
But it was great. Yeah,
he was wonderful.
He was cute. He listened. You know, you got to imagine these kids, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for them to understand our faith. It's hard for children to understand our faith. So I think
it's hard for me to understand our faith.
Well,
priest.
That's why I really all of a sudden by reading all these books, you learn that our faith is not a myth.
Right.
And then once you realize that, your faith grows because you know you're learning about life and about what's going to happen to us after this life. And the consecration of St. Joseph was 34 days, and I read every page of those 34 nights when I was prior to my going to bed, and it was just tremendous. I couldn't wait
for
to read the next day. Right.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind right now when I say St. Joseph? What's the first thing?
It's like holy. It's like surrendering. He surrendered to God, and when he did, you know, that changed his life. He was, you know. It's like I think I told you before, when we surrender to God, it doesn't make us weak when we surrender. It makes us strong.
Yeah.
A weak man surrenders because he has failed. You know, when we surrender to God, we're all of a sudden saying, I can't do this anymore without your help.
Right. Yeah.
And St. Joseph was a good example of that to me.
You know, I think we look around today and we see everybody is in need. of some kind of help. Everybody.
No, it's...
You know, and it's not... That's not bad. It's good that we acknowledge each one of us cannot do this on our own.
Right.
What kind of weighs your heart down is when you run into somebody who thinks that they can, but we know it's just not possible. And when you look at the life of Saint Joseph, you look at the life of a man who we know was righteous and just. We know he was faithful, and we know he was pious. And when I think of Saint Joseph, it's like God the Father chose him to be the earthly presence of paternity for God the Son. I mean, when you look at Joseph, I love to imagine him holding baby Jesus. You know, and like you go into a church, and if there's a statue of Saint Joseph, he's usually depicted holding the Christ child. Not always, but usually. And just to think, it's like this man held God in the flesh as a child, and he was very well aware of his shortcomings and faults, but it didn't prevent him from picking up baby Jesus, from receiving the Lord, from taking the Lord to himself, not to mention, I mean, taking care of Our Lady.
Right. But, what I also learned is that St. Joseph is not talked about a lot.
No, you're right.
And
you're
then
right.
All of a sudden, now, it's almost like the time for St. Joseph.
It's true. Yeah.
Because, when Jesus picked St. Joseph, or God, when God picked St. Joseph, that was a unique time too.
Exactly.
There was turmoil, trouble, yeah. Persecutions.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going through the same thing now. You know, I don't think life really changes that much. I just think it's different eras have different problems. But St. Joseph is a unique character because his humility and his patience and his love for his wife and for baby Jesus. Can you imagine what he means to God?
Mm.
So if we could get close to him, could you imagine how that could help us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And how he teaches us by his example.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I mean, in the book it says, devotion to Saint Joseph is one of the choicest graces that God can give to a soul, for it is tantamount to revealing the entire treasury of our Lord's graces. When God wishes to raise a soul to greater heights, he unites it to Saint Joseph by giving it a strong love for the good saint.
Mm.
I mean, it's true because, I mean, I see myself always going back to the litany of Saint Joseph, which is at the end of the day. Every day you say it during the consecration, and I'll if I have a bad day, I'll go to the book, read something I underline. But then I'll always say the litany of St. Joseph.
Yeah,
I mean, this man really was incredible.
Yeah. When you think of the Holy Family, we obviously naturally gravitate towards the Lord Jesus Christ. We gravitate towards the Blessed Virgin Mother and then St. Joseph. But if you think about how the Holy Family had to be provided for.
Oh, yeah.
How the Holy Family had to be protected.
Right. Well, he did all that.
He did. And one of the things is, his... the thing that always gets me is how he listened to the angels. I mean, the angel would tell Saint Joseph when he was dreaming, and here I am fully awake and I can barely put two thoughts together.
I know. I mean, he just accepted it. That's why they have this. They sometimes have the statue of Jesus, of Saint Joseph's, of eyes closed.
Yeah.
They call him the sleeping Joseph.
Yeah.
Because that's when all his thoughts came to him. And if sometimes that's when all our thoughts come to us, when we relax and we, go into deep meditation. The litany of Saint Joseph, if you do get the book, or even if you can say it, really, really will make you feel good.
Yeah.
It really helps you through the day, through our turmoil, through troubles, to know that, my Lord, that there's so much out there that can help us.
Sure.
To get through the day and get through these times.
And maybe that's the greatest thing we offer our listeners today is an invitation to consider the Litany of St. Joseph, an invitation to, look up the Litany of St. Joseph and to go through the different titles that the church acknowledges to reveal some element of the life of faith, the life of fidelity, the life of a father, the life of a husband, all of which are exhibited by good St. Joseph, and how he's present as a foster father, as a father, as our, as our brother from heaven. And if you're thinking about, the bills that have to be paid, or, you know, the grass that has to be cut, or the bushes that have to be trimmed, you know, or the groceries that have to be purchased, or maybe there's a project in the home. Maybe there's something wrong with the car. Maybe there's an argument in the family, you know, and there's just like that piece that is missing. You know, to think, okay, I'm not alone in all of this. You know, my faith teaches me to reach out for help, to pray to the Lord, to adore the Lord, but to acknowledge that the Lord has given to each one of us as a gift, someone like Saint Joseph, to be with us here.
That's such here and now. That's a good way to put it, Father.
You know,
because that really is what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know, it's just reaching out. It's asking for their help, because I mean, we can't do it alone.
No.
And you know, I mean, I'm 69 years old, and that's how long it took for me to realize that.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a lot of ups and downs in my life, and then you know, and I still think, you know, you need patience, but patience is a virtue.
Sure.
And God puts those in front of us so that we do learn.
Yeah.
And if you accept them. And if you try to do better, I think that's what God wants.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be perfect.
No.
That's just the way it is.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's just like Father said, we, with our faith, have the ability to turn to so many great, wonderful people that were on earth and that are saints, and especially Jesus Christ and God our Father. But, you know, the Blessed Virgin, you know, St. Joseph, St. Padre Pio, Father Thomas Casey,
it's
Saint John Paul, you know,
it's our family.
It's our family. I mean, and that's why we do what we do.
It's so true.
And we got to do it. If we don't do it, I think you fall into, like, I don't think your mind becomes right. I don't think it ever becomes right unless you accept God into your life.
Yeah, because He brings the healing we need.
Exactly.
Right? May the Lord give you His peace.